Ous.
Sa.
Ous. Welcome to another episode of Feed 'em Bra podcast, coming live from the Feed 'em Bra Fringe Festival.
Yes. Feed 'em Bra. It's actually, the locals call it Feed 'em Bra.
Feed 'em Bra. Yeah, that's right. It kind of just rolls off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not Feed 'em Berg, Feed 'em. It's Feed 'em Bra.
Yeah. Live from the Feed 'em Bra Castle.
Yeah, live from the Feed 'em Bra Castle. Yeah, let's just say the Feed 'em Bra tattoo is a little different.
Yeah.
To what you're used to over there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a,
yeah.
It's an actual tattoo.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we do fucking some drums on your ass, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on the cheeks.
Yes.
And enjoy another episode of Feed 'em Bra podcast.
Yeah.
How are you, yeah. Huey?
I'm not too bad, mate. I was telling you before, my mouth is quite sore, so apologies. This is obviously my instrument.
Mouth. Your tool. I might sound, I've been a little bit crook. I don't know if I sound a little bit croaky still. So, you know, the sound might be a little bit off voice-wise on this episode.
Yes.
Now, Huey, you've told me already, but tell the audience in what very Italian way you've hurt your mouth here,
mate. I was making some red sauce yesterday, had it on the pot for about 4 hours, so not crazy, but beautiful sauce, and you know,
a reduction.
Yeah, yeah, and as I'm wont to do, I had to get in there, have a little taste, and I couldn't stop myself. I kept tasting it, and you know, you do get some burns that way. You can burn yourself, and I think I've burnt in the back of my where my wisdom teeth are somehow.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's not ideal.
No.
But it's really good, and you know, don't worry about me. That's
you will rebound.
I will rebound from that.
How was beautiful the sauce? The sauce was good?
Not too bad. Not my best.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I thought it was too thick and just added some water in, but I added too much.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah, never really need to add water.
No.
You know, I didn't have any red wine.
Oh, drink it all, did you?
Whoops, a lauder. Oh, la 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 la.
Oh.
We have a very, very, very special guest.
Oh, we have, yes.
Now, Zach, the fucking moron that he is.
Yeah, I'm a dumb cunt.
Forgot to bring a memory card. Mm-hmm. So we had to pop down to Officeworks. And we just saw this little thing.
A
little device. And we thought we simply have to have it.
Yeah, we simply must.
It is from the Executive Collection. So you know it's good.
Mm.
It is a Yes Dear button. 10 randomly generated sayings. I guess, you know, this is for someone that's fucking funny. This is for like a bloke that's fucking hilarious. And I'm assuming he calls his missus like the ball and chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's for a it's for a bloke who is like the funniest cunt you've ever met in your life. That has a mate that's fucking whipped by his bitch missus.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Yep. That's so true.
And this guy is so fucking funny, man. For some reason, he was in Officeworks.
And he sees it. And it's, you know, there's a bunch of random generated sayings here. But we'll just give the first one a test, see how this sounds. And
wait, let's ask it a question first.
Okay, I'll be this stupid, nagging fucking bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
This stupid... fucking...
She's a cunt.
This horrific, horrific woman. And, you know, this is sort of the... She might say something like this, and this is what you'd sort of respond with. Like, you know, maybe your dumb dog of a wife is like, sweetheart, can you please pick your son up from soccer training tonight? I'm really busy. I'm cooking, and I've got the girls doing ballet. And you go, oh... And then
just fucking press the button, Bezza.
Yeah, hit it with one of these.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Cop that.
Yeah,
fucking pain in the ass, bitch.
Yeah, you bitch. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's sort of, you know, you might see him and this character pop in throughout the episode.
He's absolutely right.
It's not bad.
It's not. It's a fucking pearler of an idea.
Yeah.
They're the executive.
The executive collection. Yeah. Yeah. You'd sort of. It's because that's sort of who would find this really funny. Like a guy that, maybe he also uses it. He's got a secretary.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I mean, he drives a Commodore executive for sure.
Yeah, a senator.
Yeah, yeah.
that were red on.
Yeah, yeah.
Holden's the senators.
Fuck yeah, the yeah. senators were sick, but just the regular Commodore was called the executive. I'm pretty sure back in the day, like the VS sort of VT era.
Well, I think it's quite cool. Even just you think about what a Commodore is, and it's like. Like, you are the captain of a naval ship.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah.
And you got this big boat and you're barreling it through school zones.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. And the Bruce Highway is your fucking seven seas.
Yeah, you're like fucking Admiral Nelson up there, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's real master and commander stuff.
Yeah, fucking oath it is.
Fucking oath. Which is, you know, ironic because I think Rusty probably has had a Commodore.
Oh, for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he probably still would.
You'd hope so.
He keeps like a...
Getting around South Sydney.
He keeps keeps a busted ass old VT in the garage to drive down to the rabbits training to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got like one different colored door.
Yeah, you know, that's like always an awesome steel rim. It's always a different hood, I feel.
Yep, yep.
Like you'll often see a silver hood on a blue, blue one and it looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks very, very cool.
Very, very, very cool stuff. But you know,
a lot's happened since the last. It's been a while since we recorded.
Again, apologies, you know, apologies.
We
like to keep you on your toes.
We pre-record so early, and
what's
then we're
that?
A day late. With
our fans, our fans are fucking off us again. Oh, we never know when the episodes are coming out. Can you please be more, you know, specific and like have guests on more and stuff? And it's like just to that, we do just want to say one thing.
Why didn't I think of that?
You fucking losers. I really hope it's coming through because it's fun.
Yeah, no, it's coming through.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and it's fucking awesome.
Hit him with the yes dear button. Oh, yeah, this will be sticking around. Don't you worry about this, guys.
If you want to keep nagging, you're hitting the button.
If you're hating this button early, I got some bad news, bitch. It's sticking around.
Will you have to get used to it?
What a wonderful idea.
It's a very good idea.
Oh, I hope we don't run out of the 10 randomly generated sayings too early.
No, 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 not at all.
The yes dear button. This has really perked
me
up.
Yeah, we love it.
This has really perked me up. that's fantastic.
I'm fresh back from my big Queensland trip.
Oh, awesome. Did any fans come, do you know?
Yeah. I definitely know one at least. The solo show on Thursday, everyone that came out to that, thank you so much if you're listening. We had a fucking a few in and it was a real fun show. And then on the Friday night I hosted Good Chat and Buttle was headlining, Mel Buttle. So like when she headlines the place just fills up, you know, but it's all like it's like couples and then there's like sort of older people and stuff. It's like a different crowd to the usual Good Chat crowd a little bit. So like the gig felt a little bit different. It was still like an unreal show, but like there's all like the, you know, these half fancy looking people in there and I'm hosting up the top and I talk to
they love all the good mum videos.
Yeah they're big mum fans. So I'm up the top hosting this gig and then I'm doing a bit of crowd work and guy right in front of me, I speak to him and he goes oos oos.
There you
like,
go
fuck yeah there brother thanks for coming out there. I forget his name, sorry brother.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, I can't fucking remember anyone's names, but thank you so much for coming. Thanks for the oos. It's so awkward when, like, they do it on stage and you're like, I had to be like, that's a reference to something no one here is going to understand.
Yeah.
But it's fun and I love
it's
it.
It's good. Yeah, keep doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep doing
it. Should you keep doing it?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking, awesome. Fucking oh, thanks, fucking yes, dear.
Thanks, yes, dear. Oh, yes, dear is really good.
But I had a fun time up there. I had a real wholesome day with Goxie.
Oh, awesome.
On the Saturday, he picked me up in the morning. I went and watched him play rugby league.
Yeah, great.
Which was sick. He was trying to get me to play like 30 over 35s rugby league.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, I'm not, you know, I know I'm a pretty mature looking bloke, but I'm not over 35. And also, fuck that. Some of those guys are fucking huge, man.
I bet.
I mean, I just did my knee playing fucking touch, like, not running around getting tackled.
Yes.
And then after that, he's kind of sprung this one on me, but I had nowhere to be, so it was good. We went and watched his daughter play netball.
Oh, mate. Big social sport.
Yeah, yeah. Big social sports day around Brisbane. Fucking Goxie, this cunt. He had a beer after his footy game. So he just rolls into fucking into netball, like in his tracky dags, his ass is hanging out, walking around with a beer, like just looking like the wildest cunt.
Awesome.
So sick. It was fun, man. It was a fun little trip. Then went up to Cairns.
Oh, yeah, nice. How was that?
Cairns is great. You should get up there, Huey. They'd love you up there, mate.
Oh, yeah.
They would fucking love you.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it's sick. You just stay at the bloke who runs the show, Joe. He's a comedian up there. He's a sick cunt. Shout out to Joe. You stay at his place. He's got a beautiful little dog, a border collie, that just fucking loves to cuddle you.
Fantastic. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was real good.
Sounds really good.
Went and fucking bought some weed off this drunk old guy. It's like, yeah,
oh, great.
I'm in the north again, mate.
Yeah, that's awesome. How was the weed, dude?
It was good. It was like just some fucking bush, but it was like, it's all that I needed. But it was one of those situations where you don't know what you're walking into, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, the way we got it is the girl that Joe was seeing came over and she's like, yeah, I can help you get weed. Like this fucking, she was real cool as well. She's from Argentina. She's like, yeah, I used to live with this guy who'll have some weed. So we're like, all right, we'll go around there. So we just drive around there and you're just walking in this cunt's backyard. And like, whenever you do something like that, you don't know, like, is this going to be just quick and easy, or are we going to have to fucking sit around and have a beer with this cunt? Like, is it going to be awkward and weird? But luckily it was good. We had no idea what the hell he was doing. He was sitting down with his housemates and they had like a, they're maybe playing cards, or they had like a game up on the iPad as well. Like it was fucking confusing as, and this old cunt was just blind as, and yeah, gave me a bag of chuff that said not chuff on it.
Not chuff. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
I fucking didn't mind that at all.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. I like, yeah, it's good when you see people using like iPads for drinking games and stuff. It's all
yeah.
All
well, I don't know. I think it wasn't even a drinking game. It was like
trivia.
It looked like a fucking RuneScape or like,
oh sweet,
not RuneScape, like
Minecraft
or something. Yeah. I've got no idea what was going on, man. It was fucking confusing.
Yeah,
and they were like all nice, like they were all friendly and shit. Just reminded me of home, you know, rolling some fucking drunk cunt's house. He's got a singlet on, everyone's kind of sitting around.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, and the gig was fun as well.
Yeah, the gig was alright.
Yeah, the gig was alright, mate. Cairns is fucking popping, you know, and that's kind of sacrilege for someone like me to say, a guy from Townsville, because there is meant to be some kind of rivalry, but Cairns is 10 times better. It's fucking sick, man. Cairns is nice.
Is it more tourism?
Yeah, way more tourism. Like just on the Sunday afternoon in Cairns, on the Esplanade in the city there, like there's fucking people around everywhere. There's a bit happening, you know, in Townsville. Nah, not so much. Maybe a little bit, but not to that extent.
How's the weather?
Beautiful. Ugh. Not super sunny, but beautiful temperature. Like wasn't stinking hot.
Love to get a bit of sun.
Yeah. Book that Cairns. Well, book, they, you just tie it in with a Brizzy run. Hit up the Good Chat Boys. Do the weekend there, and they put a, sort of put it in a package, fly up to Cairns and then fly back.
Yeah,
the gig's on a Tuesday. If you're up in Cairns listening, go along to that gig. It's fucking sick.
There you go. There you bloody go. Well, that sounds very good. That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, mate. Then I get back. And immediately fucking blow my knee out of touch footy.
Yeah, so that is unfortunate. Welcome to the club, mate.
Oh no, first knee injury.
Knee injury guy. We're all very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all suddenly learn Latin. You're like, oh, this is the meniscus. Anterior cruciate ligament. Yeah, mate, push it straight off the bone. Yeah, meniscus.
Shoot it,
yeah,
bruh. Shoot it straight off, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good now, but it was hanging off.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty bad.
No, I think I'm all right. I'm just a bit it'll old
be okay.
now.
It'll be okay, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got to do your rehab, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to do your so exercises, important. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously. Seriously, man.
Seriously, bro.
Seriously, like, I know it's like, yeah, yeah, you say you will, but like, seriously, got to do it. Because I didn't really do it, man, and still you feel it, you know.
Here, still, listen to this, man. Yeah, hear the crunch?
Hear the click?
Hear the crunch? No, nah, not really, man. Oh, no, it's there.
You know, I can feel it, but if you were inside me, you could hear. Like,
yeah,
hear.
I mean, you could never be inside me, like, metaphorically or physically, but if you were.
But imagine, it's walk a mile in another man's shoes. You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Because it means, man, like, you may have, I personally have really flat arches.
Yep.
And I'm like size 8, size 9, but wide. And so you probably walking in those shoes would be uncomfortable because you're not used to these sort of hobbit feet that I have. And that's what that saying means, whereas you maybe I'd fall over because you're also long.
Mine are also Air Force Ones, so you probably wouldn't look that good in them. So be kind of tall to pull
off. But no, like, because that's what that saying means, man. Because it's like, what, like, and you think about it, like, could a duck, like, think animals as well?
Yeah, brother. Because that's where we come from, man. That's, people forget that.
Forget, like, our DNA, man. No, seriously.
No, seriously. Seriously, seriously, bro.
Seriously. 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 Our DNA is like 0.1 off like a platypus.
Yeah. No, and that's facts, like, man.
And it's
like 0.05, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got those. I've still got those little stinging things on my legs.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you lay eggs.
And I lay eggs,
You lay eggs.
I don't like to really talk about that. It's kind of a chick thing. But
Yeah. But that's what I mean, man. Like, you never know what anyone else is going through, eh?
So that's true.
And you don't
know
what sort of shoes they got.
Because you could be the staunchest bra ever, man, and you could have fucking jocks full of eggs walking around, and it's uncomfortable, man. And, like, you can't just pull them out anywhere. People think you're a chick or whatever.
And, like, that's your jocks just fill up, and you never know when the eggs are going to...
Yeah.
Like, because you could... Yeah, and it's like, that doesn't mean you're any, like... less of a hard kind of
thing. It doesn't make me gay or a chick.
No. But
just like a weird thing.
And
like
it does make a noise. It goes like...
sometimes I'm... Yeah, if you ever see me like standing over in the corner like by myself... I'm okay. I just...
But...
I just want people to hear me laying eggs in my jocks.
It's actually a blessing, dude, because... I don't know if you know about this. Next time you drop egg...
I probably do.
Next time you drop egg, man, let me know.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a fucking delicacy.
Oh.
Yeah, over in Japan and stuff, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I've been pinging them at the train, man.
No, man, don't waste them, man. Oh,
fuck, what are they worth, man?
Yeah, alpha egg.
Oh, it's probably fucking mad protein in there, ain't it?
Alpha caviar, they call it over there.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they just, yeah.
Yeah, man, those cunts will eat anything.
Yeah. Yeah, not just Japan. That's because you know we've talked about Scotch eggs before.
Yeah.
But originally,
yep.
The queen, the original like Scotch egg, deviled egg, that was like because there's only one alpha in the UK, so they're really rare.
Yep.
To get alpha eggs, and that was why they were a delicacy to her.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where it sort of stems from. But
who's the alpha?
The alpha was Henry VIII, man.
Yeah, dude, that cunt was a sick cunt.
Yeah. It was actually, well, it's quite sigma male energy to always behead your wives, dude.
Yeah.
What was the last thing he probably said to his fucking Anne Boleyn or whatever before he fucking, you know, like all the bitches his heads he chopped off? They'd be at his at him just going yap. And he'd wink at his executioner, and then he'd give him like one final little one of these, you know, just like a,
surely it's my turn.
But it was never his turn. They always killed themselves. He always killed them. He never, chopped his own head off.
Nah.
Yeah, but that's just history. Like, that's the thing about
this,
man.
That's the thing, man. There's so much shit that's happened in history before us and, like, probably after us as well.
Yeah, you've got to listen to this podcast. Like, share it around because, like, sure, we have fun, but...
Yeah, we have fun here, man.
Yeah. Minds expand.
Yeah, there's nothing more fun than gaining wisdom, gaining knowledge from a fellow man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome back to you.
Those characters you hate.
But they weren't talking about weightlifting. So
yeah, no, I think it was less obnoxious that time.
No, that time they're just speaking truths. Yeah, so I don't know what you can be mad about.
I don't know what set us... I think that's seriously set us up.
Seriously, man.
Oh man!
Fucking hell! I didn't
fucking
mind that
not
at all.
Bad at all.
I didn't mind that one at all.
Now, what has been in the news lately, Huey? There's been a few things that are fucking right up our alleys. As two former weak gutted dogs.
We got a dog kid, no less.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking... If you're not aware, Ricky Stewart, this is last week, in a press conference, in a post-match press conference...
Coach of the Canberra Raiders, Ricky Stewart.
Former player. Someone from the opposition team who sort of, you know, benefit of the doubt, will say accidentally kicked one of Ricky's players in the nuts.
Yeah.
And
this is a guy that barely plays in the NRL.
Yeah,
as
well. He just probably like his third game.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like he's a notorious grub. Or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah. No one knows really who he is. There's nothing like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ricky just in the press conference just goes, yeah, it doesn't surprise me him doing... I don't have a direct quote in front of me, so, you know, sorry if I'm going, you know, off piece. But it's something along the lines of, it doesn't surprise me. I knew him as a kid. And he was a weak gutted dog then, and he's a weak gutted dog person now.
Yeah,
he was a weak,
I think that's pretty much
weak low gutted dog kid, or something, which is fucking. I mean,
unreal to see. Yeah, it was kind of shocking. Everyone was kind of like,
"Yeah,
did he just fucking say that about like one specific player?"
Yeah, and it's like Ricky knew him when he was 12 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. If you're a weak gutted dog, you're gonna be showing it by the time you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
And people don't change, man.
Yeah.
Not the content of their guts.
Yeah. pretty exciting stuff.
Really. And you got a weak ban or something? Yeah. I said, Ricky, you gotta just stay home for a week, mate.
Yeah.
Think about what
you've
done.
I would say that's pretty lucky.
Yeah.
And a lot of money. He's always getting fined a lot of money.
Yeah, that's you want a coach like that.
Usually he's taking it out on the refs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I mean, if your team's no good, like you want a coach that's at least going to fight for him in the presses, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was after a loss, quite surprisingly. It'd be awesome if you said that after a huge win.
Yeah, yeah, big smile on his face.
the guy hasn't even done anything. He's like, oh, just, yeah, P.S., that player. Yeah, yeah, he was pretty shit out there, eh? Weak gutted dog person, by the way.
Yeah, he's a weak gutted dog as a kid.
Fucking hell. It's pretty... Well, yeah, a lot of people saying it's like, I can't really remember many sports where a coach has just gone out and said that about an opposition player.
No, I don't think... Like, that extreme, I don't
to
think...
To, like, so
examples.
Unprovoked.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even, like, he did kick him, and it might have been on purpose, but it wasn't, like... egregious, you know, like shit happens like that in tackles all the time. Yeah. And it didn't really get good purchase on the sack or anything from what I saw. It was just, you know, it's a contact sport.
That's so true, man. That's so true.
And then while we're on NRL headlines and the fact that it's a contact sport, Newcastle, darling. Queensland, darling. One of the most handsome men in rugby league, a beautiful looking man. Talented player.
Yes.
Currently sidelined.
He's currently out for the rest of the year after having multiple concussions.
He's taken a few knocks.
And then he's filmed again. We talk about this every time. Who's filming it?
Who has their fucking camera out in the dunnies?
In the dunnies. Less egregious, I guess, than when it's like in a hotel room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still.
I mean, he's been dogged, but it's probably not one of his mates doing it.
No.
In this example.
Yeah.
You'd fucking hope so, anyway.
Out of a hotel, out of a pub in Newcastle, I assume. What night was it? It must have been a Sunday? Maybe a Saturday?
I don't know.
Wild if it was Monday.
Yeah.
But
I mean, he's not working.
Yeah, exactly. Him and a mate, another rugby league player, have come out of the toilet.
Yeah, so the security's busted him in the toilet, and then someone's taken a video of the secchi, like, telling him to come out, and they kind of both just walk out sheepishly. But, I mean, they could have been doing anything in there.
That's the thing, man. There's so many things they could have been doing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
People are quick to jump to conclusions, but, you know, sometimes the pub
you
gets
gotta
a bit
have
loud,
a fucking break from,
on.
Like, whatever the fucking, you know, the cover band in there that has played Silverchair 6 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Newcastle cover band.
Yeah.
That only play the Screaming Jets.
Yeah. Bronze.
And Silverchair.
Bronze Stool or whatever they're called.
Yeah. It's like, let's just have a little fucking...
Can we just get away?
Oh, Kurt,
my head's hurting.
Please,
I just need
fucking
to.
It's so loud in here.
Yeah, I'm getting headaches again, mate.
Concussions. I'm getting dizzy.
Do you have any of that crushed up Panadol in the bag that you bring for me?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to just slurp up some Panadol.
That's what it could have been, mate. He's been having headaches.
I don't even want to call it a white powder scandal, which they love to call it. A white powder scandal.
Yeah, I love that because it could be anything. It could be fucking anthrax.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, calling it a white powder, it's like I hope it's cocaine. That's probably the safest thing there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Fucking bit of crushed up gyp rock or something. It's like, God, I hope these boys putting something else in their body, right? Like cocaine or something. It's exciting stuff. I mean, it's, you know, upsetting. But what is the most exciting thing is his dad has actually was first to come out.
Mr. Ponga.
Mr. Ponga. Please, Mr. Ponga is my father. he's come out. And he's got... he's cleared it right up. He got ahead of it. And it's like, after this explanation, I think it's put to bed and I think we can all move on.
Yeah.
So Mr. Ponga has said Kalen was just celebrating because he's just bought a new house.
Congratulations, Kalen.
It's very exciting for you. He's just bought a new house and he had three or four drinks. That's enough.
Yeah.
And he sort of felt a bit queasy.
I mean, you bought a house. You're going to have a few drinks.
Yeah. And he's, you know, felt a bit ill in the bathroom and his friend has gone in and shut the door with him.
Yeah.
To help him.
Hold his hair.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hold the headgear.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Kalen still wears his headgear out of the pub and stuff. And he's like, can you just... He's like, I don't want it getting all on my cool, colourful headgear. And he's like, okay. And so he's like, just held the headgear for him. And it's like, you can't take it off fully.
Yeah. You got to just hold it off the top of his head.
Yeah, because you can't I'm going to take my headgear off and leave it at the sink. People know that's Kalen's headgear and they're going to steal it.
Exactly, yeah. So you think the people of Newcastle aren't on constant alert trying to fucking whip that headgear off that guy?
It's like his, you know, it's like Samson's locks. That's Kalen's headgear.
Exactly.
It's got special power, so you're not going to leave it around willy-nilly.
No.
So I don't know what the issue is. So that's all we've got to say on it. I think it's all been pretty cleared up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to just go ahead with my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And keep enjoying the NRL.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's all pretty clear. Pretty settled.
He's in there holding his headgear back while he's here.
He's holding his headgear and there's nothing, nothing untoward about it, really.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
All right, so Huey,
we,
on this podcast, we famously hate the UK.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we love to rip on these fucking idiots.
These morons.
It's an island of fucking morons, you know? They sent all the best ones away when they sent all the convicts here.
Yeah.
And now they're just like over there fucking eating each other out. Or whatever they get up to. I don't know what they get up to over there.
That's all they
drinking warm beer and eating each other's assholes out of the pub.
Trying to fucking gobble up a few alpha eggs if they can get their hands on them.
Watching the neighbours at the pub.
Yeah.
Very cool culture.
Yeah, cool.
And we vowed never, ever to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. There's just too many pomps, you know? Although I would, on a serious note, I probably would like to go next year, if you're interested. Yeah, but we're never going.
Yeah.
We hate that place. We hate the UK. So in protest of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, we're thinking about launching our own arts festival.
Absolutely.
And I spoiled it at the start because I didn't know I was going to give it this big preamble, but here we are.
Yeah.
Next year, we are going to be launching the Feedenbrough Fringe Festival.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you can bring all your silly little plays and your fucking little stand-up acts and your fucking improv troops. Bring all the fucking improv troops you want.
Bring them all.
And, you know, you...
Burlesque will finally make its appearance.
Burlesque will be that's the headline show of the entire festival. And it's basically the same as any other fringe festival, except for people are allowed to punch your head in if they don't like what you're saying. So you can say anything. Say whatever you want, but just know we're going to market this to some of the biggest, burliest, roughest cunts ever. So the crowd is going to be full of some pretty mean heads. and they are allowed to physically assault you at any time.
Yeah, don't say anything pretty silly.
No.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And I think everyone will love that. I think it'd be a huge success.
Yeah, yeah. It's time we take the arts back from the arts people.
I shudder to think how much grant money we'd get for something like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People would
be like, this is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you expect to pay a little bit more tax next year.
Yeah.
Because the Freedom Bro Festival is coming in large with federal funding.
Yeah. Heavy. Albanese is going
to hit. Yeah, yeah. And pray there's no bushfires because there's no money to go around.
Yeah, yeah. You had your turn. You got heaps of fucking money. Celeste Barber's going to be doing the fundraising for us this time.
Exactly.
She's going to do an awesome show. She's going to do like live. She'll be doing recreating like Kim Kardashian Instagram posts and stuff. And it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. Is that awesome? That's not the chick who sold her nudes, is it?
No.
Remember the chick that sold her nudes?
Yeah.
We're going to get a really fucking buff guy.
Yeah.
Sell his nudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, there's a guy I follow on Instagram. And I've met this guy. I did an ad with him. And he fucking rules. I love him. He's so sick. His name's Paddy. He's like this English guy.
Yeah.
And he's like a handsome. He does like topless waitering and like those male shows and stuff. And he has an OnlyFans. And one of the things he offers on his OnlyFans is he does naked workouts.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Which is so fucking awesome.
That is awesome. What workouts would be the horniest to...
I don't know. I was speaking squats. About it with my girlfriend today. It's like, you've got to keep at least like a half chub while you're doing that.
It can get pretty small.
And even if you've got a big dick, if there's nothing, if there's no blood flowing to it, it still looks sad. Like who's buying that, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess he does.
Not me. Not me unless he's fucking up.
Yeah, yeah, he's got to be keeping a pump on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, yeah, I guess like what? Because I assume this guy thinks it's like chicks that are buying this, but surely mostly fellas.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's not dumb, so he probably knows.
Yeah, when.
But it's like I guess he just like. I mean, it's not specific. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's good. I guess squats people would like.
Yeah.
From the back. You know,
from the, watch that little peach split open.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, I don't want to see it, anything, but I guess if I had
what
to
would
think,
you do, Huey? What would your
like dumbbell flies, you know, where you like,
yeah,
say you lean over and you're like doing your chest, where you fly them out, but so every time the dumbbells sort of fly out from in front.
Yeah. It's a peak. Reveal. Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah.
I really hope I mean, I'm that obsessed with this kind of almost boardies OnlyFans, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny to me. But,
have you ever used an OnlyFans?
Nah. I can't.
It's a funny one, hey, because, like, you know, I know, like, a few certain big comedians that are like, I'm supporting this young female comedian who's got an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
By buying her OnlyFans. And it's like, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a real loophole white knight.
it's just made for that specific kind of fucking creep. And like, I'm just supporting her, man. Like, that's how she makes a living.
Sorry. Do you not want me to support young artists? It's like, Well, yeah. Can't argue with that, I guess.
Yeah.
No, good for you. That's good. But it's awesome.
Yeah. It's
And reach out if you think we should do a joint one.
Yeah, that could be.
Because we've never done anything to take money off you guys, you know.
Yeah.
And we finally think it might be time. You know, some people are like, why, what about merch? It's like, nah. No.
Sexually explicit content.
Nah. No, I don't think that's so, what they guys. We won't sell out by getting merch or doing a single live show. I think we all know what everyone wants. That is full penetrative OnlyFans. And, the highest bidder gets to choose
who has to
do what.
Yep.
So, you know, keep an eye out for that.
That would be an incredible fucking... Like bonus episode.
Yeah.
You know, like we just do this podcast. That's all it is.
It's normal.
Just normal. We just, whatever we do here, we just fucking riff and talk shit.
Yeah.
You know, post episodes late, whatever. Like we basically just do nothing.
Do, you know, really funny shit like this.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, yes, dude. Bombed then.
I already hate this guy, man. He's a fucking cuck.
Yeah. And he's already fucking claiming he gets a third of the OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, dude, we do a lot of heap of ground work.
Yeah, so. Heaps. So we just do this regularly, and then at the end of every episode, we're like, oh, also, guys, subscribe to our OnlyFans. I know a lot of podcasts do Patreon, but me and Huey, we decided to go to OnlyFans. It's basically the same kind
exactly
of platform.
The same stuff,
so like, follow us there, and then they buy it. It's just us fucking each other.
OnlyFans isn't just porno stuff, guys. Like, yeah. It's just like all like other exclusive content.
It's basically like any other Patreon.
It's like any other got, Patreon, you know, thing. OnlyFans just sort of better rates.
We do like the video episodes.
And we do video episodes.
Like
and
extra
stuff.
Content and with like guests and, you know, and just like behind the scenes. And yeah, yeah.
It's really fun. We have like all different tiers. And, you know, if we get a certain amount of stuff, we'll be doing some really exciting stuff on there. So
yeah, yeah. So yeah, sign up. Join the, like, just join,
just
join the family,
up,
you know.
Just join up.
And they join and there's no video episodes. There's no extra content. Just 400 videos of you and me bumming each other.
I think it'd go off. I think it'd be fantastic.
Oh, fuck. That really got me. But if you're interested in that, guys, let us know. Leave a
reach
review.
Out. Let us know in the comments. Oh, have we had more reviews that we haven't
read
out?
We did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do that later. yeah. What's it? Yeah. Have you heard any? I mean, there's a bit going on in Edinburgh Fringe. I've seen there's a guy been had his show cancelled.
Yeah, what was the show was, what, it was an hour and he pulled his dick out and his dick said all different kinds of slurs.
Yeah, yeah, it sounded awesome.
Yeah. you want to cancel him?
Yeah, come on.
But your dick can't say anything anymore.
Yeah, I think that's pretty crazy. Yeah, when something was so funny like that, I think it's so funny.
They're probably losing it over there, eh? Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, his todger said...
his todger said the bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting stuff. Pete, I've heard a few. I was like, surely there's some more stuff going on than this, boys. And they're like, oh, not really. I'm sure Pete's covered it on their podcast. Go check out that podcast if you haven't listened to it. 25 Days. Pete, Luca and Noxie have all been on here. They do like a daily joke and refringe. But
do like a daily episode.
Pete
minutes.
Told me
it's
one
so
funny
sick.
Thing of like this guy, British guy, interrupting him and Lloyd having a chat. And he's like, oh, yes, every day we do the Scottish play, but by a different director. It's fantastic. It's so interesting. You simply must come along. It's like fucking unreal.
Man, I don't know.
I don't even know how you can do that. Like, Macbeth every day, but there's a different director. Like, how quickly is he telling you? And as if you're, like, not just doing it your way every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how much direction are you taking on board?
Yeah, what are you doing, like, a fucking rehearsal every day with a new director?
Yeah. I mean, fuck. Does sound good. Maybe I'll have to check it out. Maybe I'll fly over tomorrow and go check it out.
Stories like that is what keeps me in this country, you know? Yeah. Maybe me and you, you know, maybe fucking Taunts is there, Luca and Pete, we're having a yarn and some fucking pommy cunt butts in and starts telling us about his... About his play.
I mean, that's the only thing that sort of makes me want to go, personally. You know?
Yeah, like, it actually is sick.
You know, you do these things. It's like anything, you know, at the time, it's tough, it's painful, it's frustrating, it's annoying, but the enrichment afterwards, you know, that's what you do these tough things in life for.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be like, oh my God, that guy was fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. God, right, man. These guys suck.
He sucks. God damn it.
Yeah, let's do it, eh? Let's go over next year.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's do maybe we could do a split.
I fucking don't mind that, mate.
Because, I don't know if half my jokes would work in fucking...
What do we call it?
Funny
fuckers.
Yeah. Funny cunts.
Yeah. Aussies. The best of Aussie.
Staunch.
Yeah. No, but it's like, you know, to get out the top of the guy, we call it, ah, it's Aussie comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. All the really cool stuff like that.
The very cool tricks.
Yeah. All the very cool tricks.
All right. Let's get into some reviews. We've had a bunch. since we last read them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we'd go through them. And some of them are sick. From Beam111, he just says, love it. 5 stars. Keep up the banter, boys.
Oh, thanks, Beam.
Thanks, Beam. It's fucking, you know, comments like that that keep us banting along, you know?
Yeah. That's why we'll go as well, because banter is so big.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think or in Scottish, really it's the patter.
Yeah, it's the patter.
A bit of patter. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the Scots. The Scots
are Scots
sick.
Are right.
The Irish, love the Irish.
A bit of crack over there. There's yeah. crack.
Yeah, it's mainly just English people that really...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Welsh. I mean, I've met one, and he's awesome,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, yeah. Welsh people, cool. Yeah, banter.
All right, this one is from Nagelmeister89.
Nagelmeister.
Nagel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds sick. Us, us, 5 stars. Us, us. Love it, boys. Huey's for the premiership one day
oh,
soon.
Yes. Oh, yes. Love I think that. Thank you, Dylan. I know who that is.
Oh, it's Dylan Nagel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew the last name was, like, the name was familiar. Yeah. That was from a while ago. Thanks for listening, Dylan, and thanks for believing in us.
Thank you, Dylan. Next year. Next season,
mate. Maybe make a Division 2 and we might have a fucking chance,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
You know.
It is funny. Been in, like, the finals of Div 1 the last 2 seasons and it's like, we should be in Div 2, though.
Yeah.
Like, constantly have come 3rd or 2nd. It's like, this is fucked.
Well, the problem is, some weeks we're Div 1, some weeks we're Div fucking 4,
oh, my
you know.
God, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next one.
The poor troops we had for the semi-final. Not you know, put in a valiant effort, but, you know, a bit of... It's like when you lose a bit of class, it's like, you know, when some teams, it's like they put in a good knock, but injuries have hurt them this week.
Yeah, it just doesn't click.
Yeah.
I saw our young stud down here earlier as well. Young God, Taj.
God, he looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah, mate, he's fucking unreal.
He just got a little modelling contract, which you don't need to hear.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
I wish he did.
Who told you, Mocker?
No, yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, by the other fella.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's young, he's handsome, he can jump like a fucking springbok, mate.
He can really jump up there.
Yeah. Anyway. Impressive stuff. All right, this one, the name is just Keep 'Em Up, which I respect.
Awesome.
And the title is Keep 'Em Up, 5 stars. Us, us.
Yeah, see.
The boys have the chemistry to make a yarn gold. Well worth a listen. Entertaining and love the riff. Oh, hell yeah, wow, brother.
That's really nice.
This is sick because not only is it a compliment to us, which we very much appreciate, it also is still keeps the format of a review where it's speaking to a third party.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's got the recommendation there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Skippy with the whippy.
Oh, now we're cooking.
Hell yeah, dude. Seriously underrated. Thank you so much. And he rates us 5 stars, then that helps.
What would you rather be? Oh, fuck. What's that lyric? Overpaid or underrated? What? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's ringing a bell.
It would be kind of, something
like that. You get the fucking gist.
Yeah, yeah.
Great podcast. Harden up. Give it a listen and get on board. Also, hell yeah.
Oh,
brother.
That's good.
Thanks, Skippy the Whippy.
Skippy the Whippy.
Skippy with the Whippy.
Oh, Skippy with the Whippy.
Yeah.
See. Is that like, is this, do you want to break down Skippy with the Whippy? What,
yeah.
What do you think that means?
So my first thought is...
let's get into it.
He's got a whippersnipper.
Oh, yeah, true. Right? So, you've got Gardner brain.
So. Yeah, yeah, that's right. So yeah. The more I look at it, I'm thinking maybe he's got a whippet.
Maybe it's you, because you're probably the only, like... guy in gardening that's completely Australian.
Yeah, that's true, man. Yeah, there's not fucking 1,000 other cunts out there like me.
Exactly.
And Skippy, this is maybe that's a nickname. He could be a captain.
Yeah. Well, I now you say that he's a captain. The bloke, I think he's a Commodore driver. As we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Commodore is a captain. The Whippy, that's the Commodore.
That's the Commodore.
And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
A captain with a whip.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we've nailed that. Yeah. Thanks, Skippy with
Thanks
the Whippy.
Skippy with the Whippy.
Keep fucking giving us some.
This one is a fucking. This one is short and it is fucking perfect. Sam Bacco, which I already love. His last name, well, that last name he gives us here is the same as a piece of machinery, which is beautiful to me. Sam Bacco. If that's your real name, man, that is a fucking unreal name. He says, unstoppable, 5 stars.
Unstoppable.
This podcast is like a big kid coming off the back fence.
Hell yeah. Now we're good.
That one fucking rules. Thanks, Backo. Now this one He lets it run a bit. He's got a few more words in this one.
Oh, now we're cooking.
This is Clancy 23. Which Clancy, another fucking pearler of a name.
Yeah.
First name, last name, doesn't matter. It's a strong name. I'm spinning around. This is from... These ones are like getting a bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
So that might have been a reference. Oh, yeah, here we go. 5 stars. I have a newborn. Congratulations. And find myself entering the Podcadon at strange hours. This week's ep in particular had me in all sorts of trouble when the boys were comparing Australia's two greatest rigs, Ned Kelly and Kylie Minogue.
That was... Now, if you haven't listened to that episode, yeah, do yourself a favor. That was a little project ourselves and Tornin did over Zoom in lockdown.
Oh, was that the lockdown ep?
When we did Great Australian Rigs. Yeah. But we recorded a few. I don't know where the rest are, lost to time, but we did put one up on the Feed and Bra feed, so...
Yeah.
Give that
I feel
listen.
Like we might have dipped back into that at some point as well, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What are we going to do? Not talk about...
Yeah, two of the greatest rigs ever. Needless to say, the baby cracked it big time when my silence laughs woke her and the missus up at 4 a.m. That is fucking beautiful stuff. Thanks, Clancy.
Thanks, Clancy. That's beautiful.
Yeah, this one's fucking sick. LP93 LPW. That's more of a password than, yeah, than a name, but yeah, that's all good. Left, right, good night. 5 stars. As the grandson of a one-time Golden Gloves competitor, I can confirm these guys know their stuff. All sorts.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's sick.
That was a t-shirt I did think as well. That would be funny just to have a thing that just says, my dad was Golden Gloves.
Yeah, that fucking rules. That's a great idea. Yeah. I don't know how far... we'll go to one more.
One more. Thank you for all of these.
Yeah, thank you all so much. This one, the username is just a bunch of letters, but he just says, funny pod, 5 stars. I like the podcast. Boy's funny.
There you go. Simple. That's all it needs to be.
To the point.
Simple stuff.
All right.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Well,
and if you want to be involved in something like that,
yeah, put it down there in about a year's time.
Yeah, no. We'll do it more regularly. We'll keep.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really good.
You got a new iPhone or something?
Me?
Yeah.
I got it a while ago.
Fuck, you like that, mate? It's got a few cameras on it.
Got a few fucking cameras there, mate, eh?
God.
Yeah.
Getting trypophobia looking at that.
Yeah, it kind of is a bit creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, they're all very good. I don't know which one's which when I'm using.
Yeah, well, I've got, you know, there's a few cameras on the Samsung, and heaven knows if you've ever, like, if I've ever used
more than one of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
You wouldn't know, would you?
You wouldn't know. Not a couple of guys like us. We don't really get into that kind of
hullabaloo. Yeah. Really, they should have about 4 on the front because, you know, we all love a selfie video and stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who would be crazy. You just got so massive.
You need the iPhone, the phone with like the 4 on the front.
Yeah.
All different lenses.
Yeah.
You really add some depth.
All my different little vids and stuff.
Yeah, all your funny little skits you put up there.
Yeah,
Timmy.
Awesome. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I didn't... and we'll wrap up soon. Thank you so much all for listening. Do you know what I didn't do in Brisbane? I didn't get sucked, unfortunately. Well, no, I nearly got it too, but then my fucking neck started hurting.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the hot new place.
You didn't get down to the Howard Smith Wharves.
No, I didn't.
I remembered it as soon as we...
Yeah, the Howard Smith. I didn't get down there, mate. I'm sorry.
Oh, shout out. Let me know. Someone asked me what's a good place to go in Brisbane. Another podcast.
The Howard Smith.
Yeah,
his brother.
It was Brizzy something beers. I'll hit him up and ask, see how they went. But yeah, sorry, I'm not a genius.
Oh wait, another podcast hit you up.
Yeah, someone in the DMs.
And they're asking for recommendations. For places to sink piss in Brizzy.
Yeah, I hope it all went well. I'm sure it did.
Yeah. It's hard to miss in that city, mate. It's not bad up there.
He did say he'd hit a few walls, which is shocking. Can't imagine it.
I was staying right near the... I was pretty much staying in the Holy Land. I was right near Suncorp and fucking the brewery and everything there.
The Beer Babies podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Let me know how it went. He said, I'm staying on Herschel Street near Roma Station. Real Orsus vibes in most places I've checked out so far. Yeah, You want to get past Roma Street Station, I'd reckon.
Yeah, you want to go... What's he looking for? Like a nice little place to drink? You want to be in West End or...
Yeah. But I hope it went well. Hope you found some interesting stuff.
I mean, head down to the 4X Brewery on a Saturday night, man. You could fucking hear that place for kilometres around.
Yeah, he's into interviewing like local brewers and that sort of stuff. And it, wouldn't it be good to... What a coup to have Mr. 4X on your podcast.
Oh, man. That would be a huge game.
Because they're like independent brewers and stuff.
Yeah,
like, they're like
start little, somewhere, mate.
Little small time.
Yeah, they didn't sue a brewery in the town of Castlemaine called Castlemaine Brewery for having the same name as them. They didn't. They would never do something like that.
Cool. They're not owned by Sahi or whatever it is.
Man, the fucking bar there. I never realized they had a bar. Have you ever been to that bar there at the brewery?
No, except when I was 16, we did a tour of the brewery for economics.
Yeah. That's sick. Fucking not That's bad. Awesome, dude.
They're like, you guys can't have a beer. And it's like, I bet this fucking tour is so expensive.
Yeah.
I assume half the cost of these tours is you get the three free beers.
Yeah. Take us to a fucking lolly factory or something, cunt. We're kids.
Yeah.
But I was staying near there, and my last night in Brizzy, I wasn't doing much, but I was hungry, so I walked up to the McDonald's nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And as I was walking by, I just could hear this. You know, I could hear something going on. You sound like music, but then also like sound like a party, you know. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I was walking for ages. Then I walked past the brewery and up in the bar there. It was fucking heaving, mate. I don't know what band was playing up there, but
maybe it's bigger
nuts.
Maybe it's gotten massive. You'd think they would have a massive bar there, because Suncorp's just there.
Yeah. I think it looked like it was fucking going berserk.
Yeah.
When I walked past.
Yeah, fucking oath, man.
And, so if you're in Brizzy, go check that out.
Go check out 4X Brewery.
Yeah, guys. And do you agree, yes, dear?
You're absolutely right.
Fucking nailed it there,
fuck,
mate.
You actually got one right.
Yeah, you fucking
moron. Fucking yes, dear.
Should never have married you.
I hate you.
All right. Thanks, everyone, again, who came to my show in Brisbane. I very much appreciate it. I had a heap of fun there. I've got nothing really to plug as of yet. If you're in Melbourne, I'm hosting Comedy Republic all weekend this weekend, so come along. Other than that, what have you got to host? Got to plug, Huey?
Come down to Cooper's this week. It's a good lineup. Crab Lab next week. Please fucking come.
Come to the Crab Lab, brother.
Sell some fucking tickets, man. Nah, it's a sweet lineup. It'll be really fun. Suck some beers there, and that's at Comedy Republic.
Sweet.
Buy the tickets there. Pretty cheap. And me and Brett will be in the snow soon. I don't know when, but that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, like Ponga and his mate, eh?
Yeah, man. Hitting the slopes.
Where are you going?
God, Brett just said, can you do these dates?
And up in the hills.
Yeah, I assume like falls.
Yes.
Hopefully. Yeah. But that'll be fucking fun. He's like, we'll just eat it for 20 minutes each and then have 2 days snowboarding.
So yeah.
It's all, I've always wanted to do it, but everyone's always like, oh, it's like, I think you need to go with someone that actually wants to ski or snowboard as well.
Yeah,
otherwise, you're like, waddle around on a toboggan. It's like, I'm fucking, we're here.
Yeah. I mean, Brady will fucking, he'll have it all sorted, man. He loves that shit.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
Sick, that'll be fun. All right, thank you all for listening. Once again, if you want to leave a review, leave it. Try and make us laugh, I dare you. And we'll see you next week. Until then,
keep them up.